first eclipse of the season in the middle of the day. As we just entered Scorpio, where the sun and the moon are meeting, what we call new moon. So we're just sitting, listening within. Noticing the slightest changes as the sun for a while is being obscured and nearly disappears. There's a very strange, weird atmosphere around eclipses. Kind of a darkening, as if we were entering a different space. And we are, actually. So allow that change and let yourself be taken away from your normal self, the usual daytime experience of yourself. We are slightly pushed away from our center. And we tolerate the discomfort and slight disorientation. Eclipses always bring some kind of weird perceptions of our reality, both within and around. So just settle in that. There's both stillness and some agitation. It's new moon time, so it's a new cycle beginning. At this time of the year, it's about transmuting the debris of old stories, past experiences, the remains of attachments, and the relics of other lifetimes. Letting go so we can be reborn. But there's something else. Notice that presence warm, expansive, colorful, all-embracing. And recognize the specific qualities Venus highlights within yourself right now. What is my desire? What is my deepest longing? Where is my love? Where does it take me? Pay attention to those faint and strong feelings and just follow the guidance. Venus is a strong presence right now because it is part of the eclipse. It's actually the theme of that particular moment. Transformation of some remaining old patterns, structures, and related habits, so we can fully embrace pure love. So Venus, the planet holding the vibration, the frequency of pure love, is distilling and invigorating, softening, healing sequence of codes, light particles that we can integrate right now during this eclipse. All that is needed is letting go, dropping the defense, and allowing a beautiful presence. The heartbeat of a newborn and the heartbeat of the universe, the resonance of the source, your own source, where you come from. This more and more alive, present, vivid, in every cell of your body, in the many chambers of your heart, in the beautiful bowl of your mind shining. Radiating that presence. A loving mind cause the body softening and the heart is opening more and more. Opposing no resistance to the waves of love subtly instilled in every part of our human self. If it weren't for this narrow passage, we wouldn't even notice it. Nor would we pay attention to that wave, to those tides that are washing away the old and allowing the new, not the new that we want to create, the new that is there already. So we have the privilege of a dark time in the middle of the day. Not the dark of loss or grief. The darkness of fertile soil, that love is to be experienced on the earth in your human shape. Now, and its subtle intoxicating presence is permeating all parts of your being, carried by the wind. Floating in the waters of your being, so present and pregnant in that soil, the dark, rich soil of the earth, ready to birth a new world. The spark of life in you already consented to this upgrade. It's meant to be. And as pure love is flooding you, drop by drop, You let your old self and the remains of it, gross, subtle, conscious, unconscious, fade away until they disappear completely. This is the transmutation of Scorpio where this new moon is happening. Then you're left with the stillness. And the constant dripping of pure love. Drop by drop.